ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Maseches Zevachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Bez Hashem, we'll see Zevachim Daf Lamed Tes. The sugya starts on the beginning, on the bottom of Lamed Ches on the base. The Papa was Machadish, that a Gam, the Rak Zuika Achas is Ma'akev Bechates, like we learned in the Mishnah. The other three zrikas are not ma'akiv, but still they're kamadinim, they're annoying in the gimel zrikas achreinus, that they're dumya to the zrika rishayna. Chelik adinim, they're not doima, chelik adinim, they're doima. One of the dinim that the gimel zrikas achreinus are doima to the zrika rishayna is the din shel kibus, that is a din by dam chatis, if it's nitis ala beged, as the beged is sarach kibus. As where's the marker that klapi kibus, there's a din kibus, even on the dam from the three zrikas achreinus. As the pup is medayik, the Gemara brings down from the Mishnah on the afsadi gimel amid aleph. The Mishnah says, dam shenitin ala keren, va'achakach nitas ala beged, loiboy kibus, meduyik, that if you didn't yet put it on the keren, I know it's Roy Litan ala Karen. You didn't yet put it on the Karen, like the Gimel Zrikas Achreinus. It's a Dayan Toyin Kibus. That's where the Gemara wants to be Medayik the Mishnah, like Rav Papa, Frag the Gemara on the Diak. At the same Diak that you make in the beginning of the Mishnah, where it talks about the Karen, you have in the Yesoid. The Mishnah says that if it was on the Yesoid, and afterwards the dam is nitas ala beged, there's no din kibus. Mashma, if it's royally aside, as there is a din kibus, and the din is not that way, because the pasuk says, asher yazeh, dam shekvar ruza, ein chayeh bekvisa. As how could you make this diak, that only when it's on the keren or on the aside, but before that, there is a din kibus, hare, you see, not like the diak from the tzir of yisoid. The Gemara is mapalpal back and forth, and towards the middle of Lamed Tesam and Aleph, the Gemara brings the Yishuv of Ravina, that he explains the Rai Rapapa Ba'ifin there. That when the Mishnah says Keren, that if it's Nitas Mina Keren, there's no Din Kibos, as then it's talking about the Keren Mamish. So that's the Dika Rapapa, that only after it was on the Karen, there's no din kibus. So when it's a regular Karen, there is a din kibus. Masha Enkin, when the Mishnah says Yesoid, it doesn't mean literally when it's on the Yesoid. The Pirashi Yesoid in the Mishnah is royally Yesoid, not the Yesoid Mamish. Aye, how could you split it? By Karen, you say it means Karen. By Yesoid, it means royally Yesoid. As the Gemara says, Poshit, because you can't learn it literally that it's talking about when it went on the Yesoid. Because that's not a chiddush, that's a dava pashut. The Mishnah doesn't have to say, madach, if it went on the Karen already, there's no din kibus. Kolsh came when it went on the Yisoid already, there's no din kibus. As it must be, when the Mishnah says Yisoid, it means royal Yisoid. And the Mishnah says royal Yisoid, there's no din kibus. As Lafi says, miyushiv the diak of Papa. That when it's on the Karen, there's no din kibus. When it's royal Karen, there is a din kibus. And the Hemshech of the Mishnah means Royal Yisoid, there's no din kibus. As that's the Seder Pshan in the Gemara. Now let's learn the Gemara through the steps that it goes through before it gets to the Maskana. As before the Gemara brings the Mahalach of Ravina, as the Gemara asks the question, then how could the Mishnah say that if it's Royal Yisoid, there's a din kibus? It says in the Pasuk Asher Yazeh, as the Gemara on the bottom, although on the bottom of Lamed Ches Amud Beis, brings down a plan that Hamani Reb Nechemya. It's going according to Shitas Reb Nechemya, that Reb Nechemya has a very big chiddush in the Inyanim of Shvicha Shirayim, and he says Shvicha Shirayim that you were Hikrivon Bechutz Achayiv. It's just like he says that the Shvicha Shirayim, that you're Kriva, the dam that was supposed to go to the Shirayim. If instead of being Shoifig on the Mizbeach, you're Makriv B'chutz Yechayiv, it's Hu Adin. He holds that there's a Din Kibus also. Tzarech Pir. What's the connection of the Gemara? There's a pasuk which is Mamayid in Dine Kibbutz. The Hainu, the pasuk says that Asher Yuzah Prat Lamisha Kvar Yuzah. As Kum Dechoyz is a mir in the pasuk of Kibbutz that you're not Chayiv Kibbutz if the dam was already Huzah. As how could you come up? Ayrim Nechemya holds that by Chutz it's Chayiv. Say the Klapi Chutz it's Chayiv. Was Chatzutan with the din of Kibbutz. Taisus is even more Vahadgasha. Taisus says that the Gemara held that the din of Kibbutz and the din of Chutz are totally Yehovaholic. It's Mashman the Gemara, the Shad is what's Pshad in this? As Mishum Zeh, Rashi says a very big Chiddush to explain this Gemara. Divya Masrosh Yuri Adam. Rashi says, Avshel Chatis, the second to last line on the bottom of the Yomid, Avshel Chatis Achisainis Ekrivim Bechutz Chayiv, Alma Dam Kochoshev Lohu. If he holds Yechayiv Bechutz, you see, he holds it as a shame of Dam. Rashi means, it's Dam Kochim. As Lefidis Rashi, we have a Gvaldige Giloy. L'chayre Rashi learned that what's the ged of the mir dam shekvar huza, because it's felt in the shame dam. As therefore, there's no din kibus, meaning dam of a chatis, dam kochim has a din kibus. But once you already did the hazah, as now it no longer is a shame of dam kochim l'chayre. If that's the ged of the mir, as tiny the gemara shtark etayna. That the fear of Nechemya that holds Yechayiv Bechutz, Arei, the only thing Yechayiv Bechutz on is for Dam Kodshim. As it's Muchach, that it still has a shame Dam. Ah, it's still Shver, what do you do? The Pasik of Asher Yuzah, the Pasik is Mamayit. As Lechayr, the fear of Nechemya, you have to learn. The Pshar and the Pasik is it's going on the Shirayim. That only after you were Yazeh and you finished Azah, you did the Shvicha Shirayim also, as then the then there's no longer a din kibus. As from this Gemara, you could be poishit, the famous Hakir of the Brisker Rav, is the din of Shvicha Shirayim, is it a hemshech to the Zrika, or is it a Naya Avoida? L'chayre, in this side of the Gemara, that L'chayre l'fir ibn Nechemya, you're going to learn, Asher Yuza is going on the Shvicha Shirayim, Hagam, it's speaking about Hazah Saddam, is meduyik, that the Hazah is a chelik of the Zrika, which rather, l'fir ibn Nechemya, it's easier to hear that way, because ibn Nechemya hold is a chiv on it b'chutz. As you see, it's mamish ki'ilu, you're in the middle of the Avoida. As the Fidus Rashi over here, you can read Masber and Nakuda in Pshat. That Rashi says that once we're saying the Mishnah on Sadi Gimel is like Reb Nechemya, you don't have a raya that there'll be a din kibus by the Gimel Matanis. Because that's only Reb Nechemya. But there are Chachomim who are choylik on Reb Nechemya will be choylik, and they'll hold there's no din kibus by the Gimel Matanis Achroinis. The machloikis Reb Nechemya and the Chachamim is just a machloikis in Shirayim, in what the ged of Shirayim is. But there's no machloikis b'negei Zrika. Mechatesa, why should we make a whole new machloikis for? We only found it's a machloikis in Shirayim. As L'chayru, once we see in Reb Nechemya that he holds these Gimel Zrikas have a din kibus, the Chachamim are only chaylik in the Shirayim Shabbai, but in the Din Zrika Shabbai, there's another machlekes. So the Achrayim is. Ava, Lefi Rashi is doch gewaldig. Meaning, what's the Nidin? The Nidin, if there's a Din Kibbutz, is as if it's Paka the Shem Dam. As I say, Lu Yir, Reb Nechemya holds that there's a chi of chutz, as he holds it still has a shame dam. As if it has a shame dam, which is man, shvichas ashirayim, kol shkein, it has a shame dam before the shvichas ashirayim too. Vashenkin, the chachamim, that they hold that bisman shvichas is shirayim. It doesn't have a shame dam. As now we have a shayla, maybe they hold also that once you do the zrika machaves, it's ois dam. It says kasher yaza. I was asking nocha machlekes. It's not nocha machlekes. It's the zelba nakuda. And Reb Nechemya holds that avodah is not nigmar until you do the shirayim, as the shame dam stays until then. Mashenken, according as Lishitasai, for sure it has a shame dam. Mashenken, according to the Chachamim, that they hold the shvicha shirayim doesn't keep the shame dam. As now we have a clear, as at which point of the zrika does it lose the shame dam? This is the Mahalach and the Sugi Lefi Rashi. Frag the Gemara that there's no raya from the din that Yechayev Bechutz to the din of Kibbutz. Because you see you have a din, Achayev Bechutz, even by Akhtaris Eivarim Upradim. As what's the pshat in the raya of the Gemara? As Masi is Masbil Shitasai. That Eivarim Upradim Anat Domim. And still there's Achayev Chutz. As you see, anything that's roi lashon Rashi, anything that's roi lakrava bifnim, that has a chiyah b'chutz. As imken, you don't have a raya from the fact that Reb Nechemya was mechayah b'chutz, that it still has a shem dam. Maybe it doesn't have a shem dam, but there's a klal. Anything that's roi laktara bifnim, yechayah b'chutz. It's mamish the whole pshat of the Gemara shtims Rashi is masper kilu lefi zavona. As lefi ze, lefi this malach in Rashi, efshi you could be masber a Gemara in the Hemshech on Lamites, that the Gemara brings a brisa that says that shvicha shirayim is toyin knimus kibus. It brings a raya, and the Gemara is doicham. No, maybe that's going by the primius, where the shirayim is ma'akiv. U'bishum zeh, it's toyin kibus, and yechaye b'chutz. Abein raya, the carbon that you makiv on the mizbeach achitzonius, where over there, the shirayim is not ma'akiv. As the shaila is, what's the chilek between the zrika on the primius with shirayim is ma'akiv or not? As lefi Rashi over here, you could explain the Gemara over the al derech ze gam kein, that when the shvichas of shirayim is ma'akiv, as kum dechois, you still have an avuida ma'keves is a hechsher, what you have to do in the dam. As I say, it keeps the shame dam. As that's in Rashi, when he explains the Gemara, he says, Shma mino, if it's ma'akiv, it's choshev. It doesn't say what the chshivas is. Lefiza, you could be mazbir. The dam is choshev. It's still choshev a dam. It's choshev a dam kotshev. Yeah. So that's a sofim chat. Lefi Rashi over here. Lechilik, it's not muchach in Rashi. Just saying, Lefi Rashi, you could learn that way. Okay, as the Gemara in the beginning of Lamed Tes Amid Aleph brings a raisa, the domim atoyin in yisoid ayin shvicha shirayin is toyin kibus machshavam boilas ben, you can make a machshav a spigel on it, a maila ben b'chutz is chayiv, and if you makter it b'chutz you're chayiv. As the shayl is what's pshat, as the Gemara is masik, that it's talking about the domim pnimim. As by the domim pnimim, where the shirayim is ma'akiv, as then, by the domim pnimim it's talking about, I'm sorry. As by the domim pnimim, as then, the halacha is that you have all these three dinim. Mashenkin domim, that's on the mizbeach achutz, as then you don't have these three dinim. As what's the difference between if you're makriv bifnim or if you're makriv b'chutz? As Rashi in Tosis Amafarish, that bifnim it's ma'akiv and b'chutz it's not ma'akiv. That's the pshat in the sugya. The Gemara is Mamshech, and the Gemara asks, so why, when it said the Sefer, why did it be Mechalik between this Dam and Dam that's Pasul? It should have been Mechalik between Dam that's Bifnim and Dam that's Bechutz. And the Gemara says that it's going to leave the Reb Nechemya that holds Yechaye Bechutz, if Mamela couldn't be Mechalik between Pnim and Chutz. As Lefi, this Gemara, Tosis is Mechiach, two Nakudas in Shitas Reb Nechemya. Number one, that Reb Nechemya holds it as chilek, that in Pnim, the Shiraim is Makiv, and Bechutz, it's Lai Makiv. And number two, that which Reb Nechemya holds, Yom Chayiv, Bechutz, is even though Bechutz, it's not Makiv, still Yom Chayiv. Oh. As I tell Tosis boys over here, what Shitas Reb Nechemya and Chiyah Bechutz, that Agamar is learning, that he holds the Chiyah Bachutz is even on down that's on the Mizbeach HaChitzoini, even if it's not Makiv. And on this, Taisus asks, this Gemara is Saisa the Gemara on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, Lufi Tuma and the Amrim that we have on Kuf Yud Aleph. Number one, Rav Ada Bar Hava, he holds that Rav Nechemya Loi Elmresh Amemresh Eloi, that Yechayiv, if you Makir Bachutz, Bechitzoinium, only on the Pnimium. Hare the Gemara over here is Mavur, that Reb Nechemya said his memory even on the Chitzayinim. That's Shaila number one in Reb Ado. There's another man, the Yom over there, Reb Yechanan. Reb Yechanan says, the time of Reb Nechemya is because he holds Shirayim, is Ma'akiv. And Rashi over there is Mazbir. If he holds the Shirayim, is Ma'akiv, as it's an Avoida Kemoy Zerikan, therefore Yechaye Bechutz, Vitzarechion. Hare the Gemara over here learns that the Chiyah B'chutz is Gam B'chitzayinim Hagam De Eino Ma'akiv. As Kum Techois, the Gemara over here is not like Rav Adis Mahalach and Rem Nechemya, not like Rav Yechanan's Pshan and Rem Nechemya. Thus, Frek Taisis is Stira in these Sugyas. As Taisis says, Gimel Mahalchim to be Miyashiv is that one Mahalach, the simplest Mahalach, Eino Chinami. It's a machlekes, a sugyas, and our sugyas is not going like Rav Yechanan, it's not going like Rav Adon, it's different Amarayim, what Pshan and Shitas from Nechemyas. That's the easy teretz of Taisus. The second teretz of Taisus, Taisus in Yuma, and the Samach Amid Beis brings down B'Shem Rav Kayim Koin, and the Etzem Derech Alimud, he brings also B'Shem the Ritzva, just the Shinoi in the Hezber. That Pashtis, Taisus learned in the Kasha, that what the Gemara said over there was that according to Rav Yechanan, because it's Ma'akiv, therefore there's a Chiyah B'chutz. Because Shvicha Shirayim is Ma'akiv, therefore there's a Chiyah B'chutz. As Pashtis, you learned the Gemara over there, that in the place where the Shvicha Shirayim is Ma'akiv, there's a Chiyah B'chutz. Aber Rabbeinu Chaim and the Ritzva want to be mechadish that it's not the pshat. Avada the ikov is only in Bifnim. Bechutz there's no ikov. We'll see, Taisa says a couple of asfaras to explain why it's muchach that way. As avada the ikov only is Bifnim and not Bechutz, like it's mavur and agamara and misfar it's muchach that way. Aye, so what's pshat? As Taisa says, the Gemara over there means, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that because he holds the Iza Shirayim, that's Ma'akev Bifnim, as therefore you could say Shirayim, even Bachutz, there's a Chiyav. If you do it, even on the Mizbeach HaChitzoini, there's a Chiyav if you do it Bachutz LaMikdash. The Shaila is what's the sheikhis? Why does the what goes on bifnim affect what goes on bachutz? As Taisus says, two is bayrim. The hezber of Reb Chaim Koin is because if the pnim is ma'akiv, as then you could learn out bachutz that'll have a chiyav chutz from mitzad hashava. From Dam Pnimi in Hector Evarim. That Taisus asks a question. Taisus in Yuma brings from the Ritzva, and he's Mazbel the Tliya Boivin Zed, that if you see that Shvicha Shirayim is Ma'akiv in one place, as it's a much more chashva avoida than hekter evarim. As how could it be that hekter evarim is going to have a chiyah b'chutz and not shvichas shirayim? As even though we're talking about the shvichas shirayim that's not makiv, but it's not an under avoid, it's the zelva shvichas shirayim. As if you see shvichas shirayim as a more chashva avoida, as im kain, it's mistaber that it'll have a chiyah chutz and it'll be more chashev than hekter evarim. Rather, there are those that learn that when the shvichas shirayim is ma'akiv, as then it becomes a chelik of the zrika. When the shvichas shirayim is not ma'akiv, it doesn't become a chelik of the zrika. The Brisker Rav has such a sign in Gevisra Reifanim. If that would be the case, how could the Gemara prove from where it's ma'akiv to where the shvichas shirayim is not ma'akiv? In this ritzvah, you learn that it's the zelva shvichas shirayim, whether it's ma'akiv or not. Not like that sad of svara. That's the second mahalach of Taisis. That the Gemara over here is going the fear of Yochanan in the sugya over there. The last mahalach in Taisis is the Rabbeinu Tam. That the Rabbeinu Tam learns the Gemara over here is going like Rav Ada Bar Ava. But today, to learn this way, you have to make a big chiddush, because the pashas of the Gemara over there was mashma, that Rav Ada Bar Ava said that Rav Nechebia didn't say his din b'chutz, and our Gemara it says it b'chutz. So Tais, no, Rav Ada Bar Ava said that he was going according to one man the Yama, to Rebbe Kiva. Aben Rav Nechemia ba'atzmo yavad, he said it b'chutz, like it says in our Gemara. Another chiddush in Rabbeinu Tam is that B'yechanan over there holds that by the chitzoinim, the shirayim is ma'akiv. Because there's a Tana that holds that way. As that's the reason why Rechembe holds his chayyeh b'chutz, and that's not like our Gemara. As this Rabbeinu Tam, Taisus is choylik on b'charifus. He has kamashaylas. That how could there be a mandi ama that holds that in the shirayim, on the mizbeach ha-chitzoini, it's ma'akiv? Hare the Gemara Liel on Daf Lamed Ches Amed Beis, the Gemara is that on Shvicha Shirayim, that how could it be that Loi Matzino Dam Shechetzio Lamala Vechetzio Lamate, as it's a Shaila from Shvicha Shirayim? And the Gemara answered, because Shvicha Shirayim is not Makiv, so it's not called Tam Chetzila Maila Chetzila Mata. Of the fear of Bene Tam that holds, that is a Tana that holds, that the Dam Achitzain is Ma'akiv, as I bezei, as Matsinu Zrika Chetzila Maila Chetzila Mata, the Gemara Shaila before Shver. Boy, Taisa says, from a Gemara and Yuma, that's not Mashma Kizet type. But in the Schol of Taisis, Taisis is another Shaila, and this is a Shaila Misvara. If the Shvichas HaShirayim is Makiv, how could this Gimel Zrikas HaChreinah Shebechat is not Makiv? As if Shvichas HaShirayim is Makiv, Avada that man the Yama holds, the Gimel Zrikas HaChreinah Shebechat is HaMakiv. Ramesh, this Svara, Taisis says on Daf Mem also, it's a Svara Muchachas. If Shvichas Makiv, as Kolshkein, the Zrikas HaMakiv. As Behektim, to be Miyashiv, the Shaila Rishayna, the Taisus says on Rabbeinu Tam, that I, Lefizei, Matzino Dam, Chetzila Maila, Chetzila Mata, as I in the Panim Meiris, Shemiyashiv, that there's a chilek between the Ikov of the Gemara and Daf Lamed Tes Amid Beis, and the Ikov of Rabbeinu Tam on Daf Mem Amid Aleph. What's the chilek? He says, on Amid Tes Amid Beis, we're talking about the Chatis HaPnimius. Well, over there, the Shvichas HaShirayim is Ma'akiv the Kapara. As the Gemara is that, being that in the Chatis HaPnimius, it's Ma'akiv the Kapara, as the Gemara says, there should be a chsarin of chetzi lemaila and chetzi lemata. As over there, the Gemara asks that if it's one long kapara, you should have a chsarn of chetzi lamala, chetzi lamata. Aval bechitzoinis, even the feeder of Beinatam that holds its ma'ake, v'li with Reb Nechemya, it's not because it's chelik of the kapara. Like he brings some Rashi on Nun Beis that even according to the Mandiyama that the chitzoinis is ma'akev, it's not a chelik of the kapara. Umishum ze, it's nechshav la'avoda acheres. When did the Gemara say that if chitzoinis is ma'akev, that it'll have a din of chetzi lamayla, chetzi lamate, when the ikov is because it's a chelik of the kaparas, it's one long kaparas, it's one long kapara, I can do chetzi lamayla, chetzi lamate. But that which by chitzoinis is ma'akev is not a din in the kapara, it's tam a din, there's an ikov in the avoide. Oh, but it's different than the Zrika. The Zrika is a mechaper, and the Shvicha Shirayim is not a mechaper. It's Kivan Shikain, there's no chsarn of Chetzi Lamala. The Chetzi Lamala. Moisei Tam is Miyashiv the Shaila from Gimel Zrikas, that it's Eina Ma'akiv. And over there, there's a Xeris Akosiv, that only one out of the four Zrikas is the Iker. As once you did that one, you accomplish what you're supposed to. Abishvicha Shirayim, even if you hold its ma'akiv, it's an andra avoide. As being that it's an andra avoide, it's not machapa like the Zrika, it's ma'akiv mitam acheres. As I bezei, you can ask that how could the Gimel Zrikas be worse? The Teretz is because in Zrika, once you do one Zrika, you accomplish the other three alamits of Alma. But Shvicha Shirayim is an andra avoida. This avoid is ma'akiv. This is the Mahalach of Taisvis in the Gemara. But kids, either the sugya over here is choylik on the sugya later on, or it's going according to Rabbi Yechanan, or that's the Mahalach of the Rabbi Nechaim, the Ritzva, or it's going according to Rav Ada Bar Hava, the Mahalach of Rabbeinu Tam. That's how Taisus Miyashiv the Stira. As the now let's come to the Etzem Guf Divrei HaGemara. In the Guf Divrei HaGemara, the Gemara says a Chiddush Ladina. That Locha is that according to the man, the Amma, that the Pnimim, the Chatois HaPnimim, the Shvicha Shirayim is Ma'akiv, you could be Machashev ben Machshavis Pigol. As the Migdish David in Simen Chav Ches is maybe Yerushalmi in Yuma in Perikei Halacha Vav. It's mistopic in this din. It's not so posh to Yerushalmi this Halacha. Sichon Levar, what's the Safik? And what's the Machloikis? As the Migdish David wants to learn, it's a local Machloikis. It's a Pigoldika Machloikis. The shaila is that you can only be machashev on something which is a matter of the carbon. As the shaila is how do you look at shvicha shirayim if it's ma'akiv? Do you look at it from the fact that it's ma'akiv, it's muchach, it's a chelik of the matter of the carbon? Or do you say, no, it's tam ikov ba'alma, but it's not a chelik of the matter of the carbon? And the Bavli holds it zikr a matter of the carbon. As the Fidah Mikdash David, the Machloikis, the Shinui between the Babli and the Yerushalmi, is a Shailan Pigal, how to look at the Zrika, if it's Ma'akiv, is it a Mater or not? The Minchas Avram says that if you look into the Yerushalmi clears other Sveikis. If according to the man, the Yom HaShvicha Shirayim is Ma'akiv, could you be Shaifech et Shalai b'm Koimai? Void im Yachol Lishpach b'layla. As you can learn, it's three different Sveikis, it's three different Inyanim. The Minchas Avram wants to say a Mahalach that no, all the Sveikis are one Safik. It's all totally on one Chakira. And it's totally on the Chakira, what's the gedder of Shvichas Arayim according to the Man Diyama Ma'akiv? From the fact that it's Ma'akiv, it's Muchach, it's a Hemshech of the Zrika. And the Etzim Svara, Rashi writes later on, Sayon Kuf Yud Amid Bey, Sayon Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, that the Man Diyama holds Yechaye B'chutz, when it's ma'akiv, is because he holds, being that it's ma'akiv, it's a chelik of the zrika. Or maybe, no, even the man diyam that's ma'akiv still holds it's an avoid acheres. It's not a zrika. Rak sheyesh din, that this avoid is ma'akiv. If that's the suffix in the Yerushalmi, as then you could learn, all three sfeikas are totally on this chakira. What's the pshat? Number one, the Yerushalmi is mistabik if you shayfich shalai bim kaimai, if it works by shirayim. Then in shirayim you have to do on a certain part of the yisoid. And if you do it on a different part of yisoid, does it work or not? Harei by zvikas dam, there's a mishnah on daf chavav, shalai bim kaimai is kim kaimai dami. If you don't zayrik it on the proper place, shalai bim kaimai is kim kaimai dami. As the Yerushalmi is being mistapik, does this din of Shaloi Bim Kaimai Kim Kaimai have a din is true by Shvicha Shirayim? What is it telling you? If the Shvicha Shirayim has a din of Zrika, as the Zobel Zeyas Akosa that was said by Zrika was said by Shvicha Shirayim. But if you learn that the Shvicha Shirayim is Nishkin Zrika, Zay Vazay, there's no din of shaloi bim kaimu kim kaimu. There's no gzeres akosif. Is that shaila number one? Shaila number two, the Yerushalmi clears is if shvicha is possible balayla. As what's together the suffix? Because zrika is mafurish that it possibles balayla. That's the sugya on daf nun vav. The Yerushalmi is muchach, that it holds that shvicha shirayim, when it's not ma'akiv, is kosher v'layla. We already saw that the Eilish Shloima and the Likutei Halachos and the Briski Rav was medayik the lashon of Rav Papa in the Gemara Le'el Daf Lamed Ches Amed Beis like this. Because he says the reason why shvicha shirayim is kosher, is possible balayla. I'm sorry, the reason why the three zrikas achreinus of a chatis is possible balayla is because it's daima l'tchilasa. It's daima to the zrika rishayna. Mashma, if it would have been daima l'soifai to the shvicha shirayim, then it would have been kosher balayla. As we saw the medayik the Gemara, like it's muchach in this Yerushalmi, that shvicha shirayim is kosher balayla. As kum techay zrika, possible balayla. Shvicha shirayim sheino makiv is kosher balayla. The Yerushalmi is mistabik. Shirayim that's ma'akiv, what is it daima to? If it's daima lezrika, as then it's possible balayla. But if you say hagam that it's ma'akiv, it's not a ma'isa zrika, as then it won't have a psul balayla. As gam the shaila, what the din is balayla, is tali if shvicha shirayim has a din of zrika or not. Chakira number two. Chakira number three in the Yerushalmi is a shaykh machsheves pigol. As we saw in the Mishnah Choftes, that pigol is only shaykh in the dalit avidas hadam. The Gemara in Daf Yud Gimel learns it out of a posik. Mishum ze, im yesh machshav es pigol, is tali im nechshav lezrika. I know the din of pigol is only in zrika. As if shvicha shirayim is zrika or not. As if you hold because shvicha shirayim is ma'akiv, therefore it's a zrika. As then you have a din of machshav es pigol. If you hold that it's not a zrika, as then it doesn't have a din of machshav es pigol. As Lafi Zeh, all the three Sveikas of the Yerushalmi are really one big suffix. How to learn the gather the din, Matricha Shirayim is makiv. Do you say it becomes like a zrika? Like Rashi says later on in Kufir Aleph on the Bid. Kufir Aleph on the Aleph, Kufir on the Bid. Or do you say, no, it's still an under avoida, it's a shricha. My nafkamina, three nafkamina is klapi layla, klapi machshev espigo, and klapi zvika shaloi vim kaimai. But the minchas Avram is mamshech, and he wants to learn, and what then there are more svekas in the Yushalmi, that's tali in this nakuda. Hayin sham mashikosav. So that's the Gemara, the Sugya of Shvicha Shirayim. Let's move on to the next Sugya. The Gemara now dons, how do you know that on the Mizbeach, until now we had the Sugya of the Dam, that there's Dalet Zrikas. There only one is Makiv. Now the Sugya moves on to the second Chelik of the Mishnah, that Anitin al Mizbeach HaPnimi Kol HaZrikas on Makiv. And now the Gemara handles what's the Makar for this din. As the Gemara brings a brisa, that brings a pasuk by a par halam davar, which is on the apnimi, that is the yafusa that calls rikas makiv a par halam davar, and afterwards a dashin some a yita loshin that this teaches us par yom kippurim par koy mashiach siri avodazara. As we made the Gemara dashins on all the pnimiim that it's ma'akiv. As Tais before on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, in Divrei Hamasro, Donin is Shoyel, that over there, the Gemara wants to learn out that just like Bifnim it's Ma'akev, Usuadin, Bachutz it should be Ma'akev. As you see in the Gemara, that you could learn out the Chutz from Pnim. Zim Kain, why does the Gemara lean a limud on Kol Chatis Pnimius that it's Ma'akev? Hey, madoch, you could learn the chutz mi bifnim. As koshken, you could learn the pnim from the pnim. As fractasis. As tasis over here doesn't say a teretz. In tasis and hedgin, dalet amit beis, tasis miyashiv, that just after we find in the pasuk that kol apnimi is ma'akiv, as im kain, then there's a habim in the braisa, you could learn out the chutz from the pnim. God of the Mamshif in Sanhedrin says a nice mahalach to be miyashiv. He wants to say that the Gemara over there is going after we have a Yalfusa. The Gemara over here is going after we have a Yalfusa. That Bechutz, the Zrikas is not ma'akiv. As by all the Zrikas Bechutz, it's lay ma'akiv. As if we have a Gzeres HaKosiv that by all the Chitzainius only one is Ma'akiv, as he come with one Gzeres HaKosiv that one Pnimi is Ma'akiv, Mechatesa to learn out the Pnimi from the Pnimi, you would say that's a Chiddush. As a Mele, you need the Alfusa for every one of them. That's the Yamara. The Rambam in Psula Mikdash in Perik Beis, Halacha Gimel, this is a very big chiddush. The Allah of the Gemara that by the Pnimi it's Ma'akiv, he brings down. But the Rambam brings a totally different pasuk than the Gemara. The Rambam says, in the fact that the Torah says, Sheva Pamim, it's Madgish that you have to do it seven times. Mashma, the Torah was Hikbir al Minyanam. Shrek the Marikurkis in the Lecha Mishnah, why is the Rambam bringing a different drasha than the Gemara itself brings? As Marie Kurkis says, the derech of the Rambam is to bring different drushes than the Gemara. So this is the Marie Kurkis. As where did the Rambam get his drasha? And as the Brisker Rav and Seifim Suleh HaMakdash in Amid 96 brings a Sifri in Parshas Chukas that Le'inyan Paraduma says this drasha. The Rambam Kinnir took out from the Sifri, just like Yadash, and said, I'm Paraduma, who Adin will dash, and are all Dami Mapnemius. As Kum Dachai is a mocker to the Rambam, where the Rambam got the Joshua from, thus is the Sifri. Before, why did the Rambam go with the Joshua of Sifri and not with the Joshua of the Gemara? Be good if you could find the nafgamina that killed the drasha of a Sifri is a Tosefes Din Chiddush and Havana. That As that's why the Rambam brought this, yeah, Mavadet Tzorech Pia. Well, as the Gemara brings this Braisa, and it darshins in the Pasuk, number one, that a par helam dover, it's makiv all the zrikis, and then it darshins in the Eser word, lepar, and it's coming to teach us that by par yom kippur, it's ma'akiv kol azrikis. As Taisis on Lamed Tes Amid Beis Divrei Hamaschil Lepar Ze Yom Kippurim, Taisis brings that the Gemara on Daf Yud asks that what do you need the Drasha to tell us by Par Yom Kippurim? It's Ma'akev Hare Psukim in Yom Kippurim Gufa that say it's Ma'akev. As the Gemara says, Einachinami, it's coming to teach us three different dinim. If you have a aim, if you have a yavelis on your hand, it's not choitzis. Kula, you have to be makabel kol adam. And keeper, you have to dip it in the dam. Thus is the what Taisis brings in the Gemara. Another hadgash in Taisis, which you see in Taisis here. Rashi ovian lamed tes amed beis Rashi and daf mem. Is what's the get of the drasha? So Gemara is dashing. There's an extra word that teaches you the dina mashava. It was a mufach to say it's a hekish. But Rashi and Tosis both learned that the extra word's coming to teach you it's a hekish. But the Gashem shat. Okay, now we could come to the ikanakud of Tosis. Tosis asks two shaylas on the sugya. That if the pasuk already made a hekish, as parhelim dover, Lavoidus Yom Kippur. As why do we need another word in the Pasuk, which tells us that by Par Elam Dover, Kol Azrikis Ma'akiv, once we're Makish, Par Elam Dover, Tavoidus Yom Kippurim. And by Avoidus Yom Kippurim, there's a different Pasuk that tells us it's Ma'akiv. As why do we need a Pasuk by Par Elam Dover for Tapik Lay, Mishun the Pasuk of Yom Kippur and the Hekish? That's one question. Taisis asks another question. That the Gemara over there says, the fear of Yehuda, there was a pasuk in Parshas Yom Kippur, which is just coming to teach us that the Zrika is Ma'akev. For Taisis, what do you need a pasuk over there to teach us that the Zrika is Ma'akev? Tepik Le Mishom the Hekish. It's basically the same question. Once you have a Hekish, what do you need a pasuk? The Taisis is asking in both ways. What do you need the Pasuk by Par Elam Dover for? What do you need the Pasuk by Yom Kippur for? As the Shela Rishayna, Taisis answers, being that Parshas Yom Kippur is Rochuk from Par Elam Dover, as therefore you can't learn from it in Ikuva. Even though you learn other dinim, but Ikuva is a Gevisser Chiddush. So Meila, you can't. This is a very big Chiddush in Hekish. Once there's a Hekish, who cares if the Pasha is far away? And you only can't learn the Kuva part. Very big Chiddush. The Sheila Shnia Taisis says that the reason why you need a Pasuk in Yom Kippur, because there's certain Zrikas that you have in Yom Kippur that you don't have by Paralim Dover, because you need the Pasuk by Yom Kippur to teach you that these Zrikas are Ma'akif. This is the Mahalach of Taisis. The Brisker Rav in Stenzel, he wants to answer Shaila, the Shaila of Taisis, not with Zaitik and Nafka Minas, but with Yesoid in the Etzem Inyan. Dainu, it's Cholag bi Yesoidoi, the Din Ikov in Matanis Chates Apnimius, from the Din Ikov in Yom Kippur. At the din, ikov and chatis pnimius, the ikov is mitzad, the korban. The korban needs zalad zikis that for the hechshar korban. Mashen gain by the din of parashal yom akipurim, the ikov is mishum avoidus ayom. And a yom kippur is a yontif. The yontif has its avoidus ayom with the korbanis. It's over there, it's mishum avoidus ayom. As the Griz, where does he get this chiddush from? As he wants to bring a makor to it from a Gemara in Yuma Daf Samach Aleph. In the Gemara in Yuma on Daf Samach Aleph, there's a man, his mufur, Tano, that you could be Sheikhid and Zayrich one para to do a chelik of Avodah Sazrika, and you could be use another par for a different chelik of Avodah Sazrika. Frag the Brisk Rav, if as the Zrikas is a din in the Korban, as how could you use another par to be Mashlam the Zrikas? Hooray, this carbon needs to have all the zrikas being done in it. The other par is a different carbon. As how can you be mekayim the zrikas? Are you there a carbon achar? How can you mitztarif two korbanis to do the zrika? He says, if you learn the din of zrika, it's a din in the avodas hayoyim, not a din in the carbon. I said, it's very good. That's why you can mitztarif two paras. As over there, it's muchach, it's a din in avodas hayoyim, and not a din in the carbon. But then the Biskurov says, as maybe you be matcha maitaina, that over there, we don't look at it as two different carbon. Why? Because why you bring the second par? Because the first par was nishbach adam, you can't continue. It's kum dechois yamakrev the parasheni, b'mokom arishin. As maybe it's a hemshach to the rishin, and it's one carbon. But Frek the Brisk Rav on this from the Gemara in Samach Aleph Amid Beis, that the Gemara over there has it sad that Yerak Sorfin the Para Achron. Frek the Brisk Rav, if the way it works is it's one big Hemshech and it's kilo, it's one big carbon, it was why you only Sairif the Para Achron, you should have to be Sairif Kulam. He says, Muchach, that we don't look at it as one big carbon. As I was saying, he has a raya from there that the seraf is in the avodas adam. The maisa yesh ladan on the raya, the Brisk Rav, because in the Gemara and Samach Aleph Amid Beis, when it explains why you seraf the achron, it says because the Gemara kapara is in the achron. I can't, maybe the Brisk Rav's svar is good, that avada all of it's one big hemshech. But the din sreif is on the Gemara, not on the whole thing. Yeah, kach would have been meduyik in the Gemara. The Brisk Rav held misvar not that way, but the lashon of the Gemara would be mashma, not like the Brisk Rav. Azok the Brisk Rav, lefiza is good. You don't want to learn out one from the other one, because there's a nafkamine in the gedder of the din, and one's a din in avodas hayoyim, and one's a din in the carbon. Void, there's a nafkamine ladina. That if it's a din in the avodas hayom, you could use two parim. As b'meila by Yom Kippur, you could use two parim. Masha'em kain, when by dama primius, you won't be able to use two parim. Thus is the mahalach of the Brisk Rav. Yeah. So a little bit of a ara, the Brisk Rav, in the Gemara and Daf Mem itself, the Gemara is, the Gemara started off, the Braisa says that you learn out Par Yom Kippur from Par Elam Dover. Freg the Gemara, what do you have to for? Aye, there's another Pasik. The Gemara didn't say you can't learn it out because it's a different Gedda. Mashma, if we wouldn't have had a Pasik by Yom Kippur, we would have learned it out, and it would have been the same Gedda, just we have a Pasik already. Yeah. Chari Lefi the Brisk Rav, it's a different question, meaning the pasuk over there is teaching us it's a different gedda. Yeah. So chari the makar of Tais is that Gemara. That you could be matcha v'luchda. This is the pashas. The Gemara is like Tais. That was the makar of Tais, that you could learn out one from the other one from the pashas of the Gemara. Okay, that's in pshat, the chiddush of the Brisk Rav. In din, the Brisk Rav is saying a chiddush ladina, that the din of Sirif Parim is rak by avodas Yom Kippurim. The Maisa, this chiddush of the Brisk Rav is not muskim. In the Gvura Sari and Yuman Daf Samach Aleph, he holds that it is mitztarif. He got to makes a diak like the Brisk Rav. He asks, why is the din only mentioned by Yom Kippurim? Why do we mention it by other places? Avla Maisa Ladina, he names on, not like the Brisk Rav. The Mikdash David also, and Simen Chav Gimel also learns not like the Brisk Rav. The Chazen Yecheskel and Hashmatis in Yuma Perik Gimel also learns not like the Brisk Rav, and he brings it to Mefurishat Taisis in Yuma, not like the Brisk Rav. His Tosis and Samech Aleph Amid Beis says the same way by Avodis Yom Kippurim you can mitzarev different parim. Asuadin by a lug shem mitzayra, if something happens to lug, you could bring a different lug to be mashlem. As you see, it's not a din in Avodis Yom of Yom Kippur, because Tosis learns out from there the lugim b'mitzayra. Grada, the Briskerov would say, good, Taisla Shitasa, Taisov is also Mukha, not like the Briskerov. That's what he's coming to answer. Tais, you see, two Taisim Shas, not like the Briskerov. Just, L'chayra, just tiny that the Gemara and Daf Mem, also the Stimus Advarim would be L'chayra Mashma, more like Taisus. Okay, so this is the Chiddush of the Briskerov. That's the Svei Dinim. There's the Din Iko that the of the Avodas Yom Kippur, which is Mitzad Seda Yom, and then there's a Diniko Mitzad HaKorban. Maybe you can't learn out one from the other, and that's the way he's Miyashiv Tesis Shailan Tesis holds. No, it's all one Din, it's all Mitzad HaKorban. Maybe you could learn out one from the other one.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.